Country Show brought to you by PetSmart, where you'll find smarter solutions for healthier, happier pets.
And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking with Raj Fanin, who is an Iranian attaché to the Swiss Embassy in Washington. You're going to go to the United Nations tomorrow and ask for what, sir?
Requested a meeting with the UN Security Council no later than tomorrow morning to rule on a resolution which would censor images promoted by the American government of the surface of Mars. And the reason for this is that it is now clear America is not going to stop showing image after image after image of their successes around the world. And it serves the purpose of humiliating us, especially those of us in the geopolitical region of the so-called Middle East.
All right, you're saying you want to ban America showing images of Mars. And these are the ones of the rover?
Well, we have had, within the span of 3 weeks, one page after another, the picture of American soldiers pulling Saddam Hussein from a hole in the ground, and on another, the pictures of the surface of Mars.
Well, are you asking to ban the Martian pictures? So you're saying that the pictures of American soldiers pulling Hussein out of the ground...
Yes.
And the pictures of Mars are humiliating.
Specifically, what we're saying, the pictures of the surface of Mars sent from a spacecraft that has been designed, launched, and operated by America, so they capture a Haiti dictator 1 week and they go to Mars the next. The images send what we feel is a chillingly humiliating message globally, that we are, that this is America and we can do these things, and this makes many of us, especially in Iran, frightened. And it is humiliating.
So you're going before the UN, why?
To ask that there be a moratorium.
You want a moratorium internationally? Well, the U.S. government's never going to agree to that.
The United States government will do what it will do, but we are hoping that the Asian and other entities, European entities particularly, will prohibit this promotion of America's...
How about if I use the word, our success?
If you wish to use the word success, I'm not going to... I'm not necessarily going to argue on the merits of that, but for every, you need to understand that it is humiliating for the Iranian government and people who are trying to...
Well, I have no doubt, Mr. Fanin, that it's humiliating to your government to see America have great success on Mars, in Iraq, and you're not having a lot of success in your country. And I would agree that it's humiliating, but why should we care in America?
Well, you're going to have to care on some level, because the third world, if I read your intellectual community properly, you're going to have most probably a Democratic president.
Well, that's not a foregone conclusion.
Well, let's say that you're going to have to deal with our government. It's not right for the United States to be continually advertising this a success that it has. It's constant. I was speaking to a colleague in Tehran, if I could give you an example of what I'm speaking about, and he was telling me that he had walked out of a public latrine in Tehran, and they're very primitive still, and you literally have to squat over a plywood hole and use, in some cases, they have wax paper instead of a regular disposable paper, and he walks out, having not washed his hands, because there's nowhere to wash your hands, and he walks out to see that the Mars rover has made it onto the surface of Mars. And he realized that it was the same country, America, that had just pulled Saddam Hussein out of the ground and was threatening our country, and he called me and he said that Iran would support a freeze on pictures from Mars, because it's making us look... It's not right... It makes us look like, these sort of underdeveloped ragheads that you love to call us.
Well, okay, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So the Iranian embassy wants to America not to broadcast pictures of the Martian surface because it's just making us look too good?
You, I think, have your country has a history of beating its chest and saying to the world, look how wonderful we are. And it's irritating to see. It's going to be obviously many years before Iran has a space program. And for you people to keep succeeding and looking good to the Arab street which is the part of the world that we are most concerned with. Americans could have waited to show these pictures of the Martian landing until next year, but they wanted to rub salt into our wounds. And they're
So we're showing pictures of the Martian surface to rub it in.
To rub it, to use a colloquial phrase, yes, to rub it in. And so we are asking that you stop. And if you don't stop, certainly we can have you keep. We can keep the pictures off the air in Europe and in Asia, and in our own countries. I won't let anyone see this because it.
What you're telling me is that America's success in capturing Saddam Hussein, the war in Iraq, we're doing all of that at the same time we're flying to Mars. We've got a plate full, and we're handling it rather well.
Well, it depends on what you think is well. You think you're handling it well, I think you're handling with arrogance. This is the arrogance that we're talking about. Who do you think you are, and what gives you the right...
Well, we're Americans.
What gives you the right to go off into outer space and then also to fight and prosecute a war successfully, and then I don't know what else you're doing. Obviously, football, the Super Bowl is coming up, all of these things. You seem to think that we're watching this in the third world, especially in Iran, in Iraq, and elsewhere in Syria, and it's not hurting. It doesn't hurt and give us great pain and also embarrass us in front of our people. More than anything else, it makes us look as if we are fools and that we don't know how to go into outer space ourselves. And me personally...
How does it make you feel personally?
Well, it to use another American colloquial phrase, it angers me. And I'm, you know, so what is next? First, America takes over Iraq, then you land on Mars, and it's almost as if you're going to have images next of Jesus Christ having dinner with Bush himself, and also we tell our people that the Quran says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. The Quran says this very clearly. And yet our people look back at us and say, we don't care, because look at what America can do.
Well, the world is a material place. You seem to be asking for something that, you know, if the United Nations says you can do it, then you can do it. But the world wants to see these pictures from Mars. And the world wants to see... these pictures from America, and they're fascinated at our the success of our soldiers, fascinated at the success of our science technology, fascinated.
Well, I would ask you to stop because now you're doing a speech, and
no, they're fascinated.
No, shut your mouth for just a minute and listen to this. Iran comes from Persia. Persia is the oldest culture in the world. So, what do you say about that? Persia is the oldest culture. Alexander the Great. And no one will talk about him.
Look at America has gone to Mars.
No. Shut your mouth for just a minute. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
I said about Persia, and you want to go on about America on Mars. Shut your mouth and listen to my question.
Persia was, at its time, one of the world's great empires. It doesn't exist anymore.
No. Please shut your mouth because you anger me with your inability to understand...
Sir, I think I need to go to a phone call, okay?
I beg your pardon?
I need to go to a phone call. Here is Isabel on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Isabel, go ahead.
Oh, hi. I would like to tell this guy that, you know what, you have to be so fool, so stupid to say that. You know what, as I said before to somebody who answered the phone, I'm so proud of this country. I educate my kid with my blood. You should, if you educate your kids a little bit, you should go to any place. The moon would be too far for you guys, but at least be intelligent. Don't talk of stupidity.
America,
how dare you? How dare you? Everybody would love to come to America. They dream with America. Be proud, whatever
well,
you
I
have.
Think,
if you
I,
keep
yeah.
if you keep throwing stones and hate everybody, you will go to any place.
I'm just saying, please quit showing pictures of Mars. You're trying to rub our
noses. Showing pictures to Mars. How can you be so fool, so ignorant?
Could I ask you to shut your mouth for
No, you don't shut your mouth. Be rude.
Yeah, don't.
And, no, I want the host to shut his mouth so I can say to this lady
And sir, in my country...
In your country, America?
Yes.
Yeah, I know all about your country. It's arrogance. It goes to Mars. It's
arrogance.
The Iraqis. It's it does everything.
Arrogance. Here the people work and studied hard to be somebody.
Jesus.
And that's the land of opportunity.
It is the land of opportunity.
Dream about.
Could I ask the host to shut his mouth, please?
Shut your mouth. How dare you?
No.
Be quiet.
I am asking you, I want to tell the lady a question. Why does America get the right to show them going to Mars and taking Saddam Hussein?
What we have. We work hard. You know what that is? Nobody's kid has, we don't work.
You will notice one thing. Iran has never been to outer space. And that is humiliating to us.
You've never been to it.
Okay, the host...
Try driving a bicycle first instead of throwing a stone and waste your mind, your kick mind, to put the devil in their mind.
It is humiliating for my people to see Martian surface that
it's
America.
Go to hell. Humiliating.
Well,
we'll
see you.
Could you shut your mouth for a moment?
No.
The people of...
No, sir, don't say shut your mouth.
I'm asking you to shut your mouth so I can make a point. The woman is speaking... What? Look, if you show the pictures of Mars, then stop showing the pictures of Saddam. One or the other, but not both. When you show both,
Saddam just said what he has.
It makes us look like, if Mr. Henry called a raghead, you know, like I was dumb, and I wiped with wax paper.
One life.
Yes.
The freeway.
Yes.
Under the...
What, are you telling me a fairy tale or something? What? You pass the freeway and do what?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't talk to you.
Speak with me. You don't talk to some gas station attendant. What are you doing? Are you selling oranges?
Come on. All right. Look, Isabel, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. The attaché of the Iranian embassy in the Swiss, the attaché representing Iranian interests in the Swiss embassy is with us, Mr. Raj Fanin. And he's going before the Security Council tomorrow to ask that images, American images, showing our Martian lander and the Mars surface be prohibited from broadcast internationally. Because America winning in Iraq, America landing on Mars, it is humiliating to the third world. It's humiliating to Iran. It's humiliating to a lot of countries to show their people that America actually does have such great success. He's an amazing guy to actually come out and say this. They're going to put this forward as a proposition. And plus, he's told me and that other caller to shut our mouths while he makes his point. 1-800-449-8686. Are we rubbing it in a little too much? 1-800-449-8686. I don't think so. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm talking with Raj Fanin from the Mr. Raj Fanin, correct, sir?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And you are with the Iranian embassy section, the Iranian interest section of the Swiss embassy, which is where America and Iran's interests are represented. They are represented by the Swiss. Now, you have considered legal action against the United States government because you say you and other Iranian diplomats living in the United States have become accustomed to a good life. Now, you must understand that that's absurd.
Well, I don't think it is absurd. We have come to your country and we've been exposed to top sirloin steak. We have been exposed to beautiful linens, beautiful clothes, efficient public works and public service, and it makes me, in a way, hate my own country and my own people. America has committed a terrible crime in that it has, through exposing its life to the world, has made life very difficult for people in Iran, where, for instance, you don't eat foods that are all that high quality. We eat milk that drink milk that is spoiled often, and much of the meat is fatty. It comes from South America, it's not good. We don't have Pillsbury or any of these cereals. And it's a war crime of imminent proportions. Lance Armstrong wins the Tour de France, and he only has one testicle. He's an American. America fights a war in Iraq, and yet also lands on Mars. It makes me so angry. In Iran, we have men with both testicles, and they have to walk in filthy sandals to get sour milk at a store.
And that's America's fault?
Oh, absolutely it's America's fault, because you're arrogant with your Martian, with all of the Martian nonsense.
All right, let me go over here. Now, Kathy, this Kathy, another, I got two Kathys on the line. This Kathy is Persian, or Persian ancestry, am I right?
Yes.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I am absolutely appalled by what you're saying. I'm 100% Persian. I don't know where you're getting... Are you upset about the fact that other people are succeeding in the world?
But you know how it makes our country look. We had a revolution.
Do you know why our country is horrible? It's because of the crappy government we've chosen.
You know, if you were in Iran and you said that, you know that I could legally slap your face for that.
I know, but I'm not. That's why I'm not there.
And that
they
makes,
don't have freedom.
That's what makes me angry, because I can't reach out and slap you for that.
You know what? If I was over there... I'd probably slap you if you were here.
And you, in America, you slap me? Yes. You see? And what also makes
because
me...
Because you are making me feel angry. Maybe then I should not drive my Mercedes or have a nice house over here, because other people have to, you know, don't have food.
So you don't feel... the Persian people, the Iranian people, who suffered terribly under the Shah, under your hero, the Shah of Iran.
And I'm sorry, when there was Shah around, these people had freedom. But with your government right now, it's ran by religion rather than government.
America has made you fat and spoiled. You're a woman. You're an American woman now. You're not Iraqi. You're not Iranian, and you're spoiled. And I would slap you across your face.
The only reason you slap me is because you are a piece of crap.
Do you understand that our men have two testicles and they don't win the Tour de France? An American.
Why is that?
An American
why is
with.
That?
I don't know.
Give me one reason why Iranians cannot go to Mars.
Because America is...
What does that have to do with America? What, Iranians
don't
have balls?
I'll tell you why. America has humiliated us into not even trying.
That's crap!
Oh, wait a minute!
Shut your mouth.
That is the
thing
that maybe people should stop inventing.
You have to shut you have to shut your mouth, because...
Don't tell me to shut my mouth.
Wait a minute. We don't say that on my show, okay?
Exactly.
I'm asking the host of the show to shut his mouth. Please shut your mouth.
Quiet. Maybe you should learn some manners.
You know America has humiliated us into not even wanting to try to go to Mars.
Oh, then maybe you should just kill yourself and get it over with. What's life living for then?
You don't find, as a Persian woman, you don't find it humiliating that an American with one testicle can win the Tour de France, and America, an Iranian man with two testicles, we can't even...
You know what I find?
We can't go to the moon.
As a 100% Persian girl, I make about $200,000 a year. I'm 25 years old.
I would slap your face for that.
What?
Why would you slap?
Shut your mouth.
Why would you slap me?
All right.
Because you're a filthy...
Sherry, Kathy, rather, I got to go. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I better not take another call. I got a lot of people hanging on here, and please, everybody hanging on, stay with me through the break. But I always do this. I take a call with a minute left, and then I have to put the person on hold. I'm speaking with Raj Fanin. I don't appreciate you telling me to shut my mouth, sir. Mr. Fanin, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm not trying to tell you, but you are making... You constantly disagree with me. You won't accept what I'm saying. How can an Iranian go to Mars? The woman knows the answer to the question. She knew the answer. We can't go to Mars. We are still wiping our rear ends with banana peels. We are still using wax paper. She asked that question to humiliate me. We are not going to Mars because America has made us too embarrassed to even try and build the rocket.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. America's success, humiliating the rest of the world. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
From the Iranian interest section of the Swiss Embassy, Mr. Raj Vanin is with us. And you're in Atlantic City right now, sir?
Yes, sir. At present time, and then we are returning to Washington, yes.
All right. I wanted to ask you, Mr. Vanin, you say that Iran, and then we got to get to our phone calls, Iran... You say that America's humiliating the world by going to Mars and waging a war at the same time and making everybody look inept. Why, as the lady asked, doesn't Iran go to Mars too?
The reason why we don't go to Mars is, as I said to you before, is our rocket ship compared to your rocket ships will look like a trash can. And I know Americans, and I know what you'll do. You will look at that rocket ship that looks like a garbage can with a sparkler attached to it, and then you'll go and laugh, and then you'll turn on Will and Grace. And also, which brings up the point of homosexuality. You Americans, you actually put these homosexuals on television, and in Iran, we are not even aware that we have any homosexuals. I'm sure we do, but I've been only aware of one, and he is a member of our government, and I am not at liberty. You see, in your government, so all of this makes me sad and angry.
You guys don't want to go to Mars because you're afraid your rocket ship will look like a garbage can compared to ours.
That is, yes, this is what I mean about the humiliation.
All right, let me go to Frederick. Frederick, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hi, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Well, I'm sorry about that person, you know, because he must be frustrated about himself, you know, but...
Are you talking to me? I'm Raj Vanin. I am a guest...
I'm sorry for you, sir. I'm sorry to your guest, you know.
Why are you sorry for me?
Because all of your complaining, you know. You know, you guys are just a bunch of warrior. And what you're doing besides war, you can do nothing else besides that. Spending the money in war, that's what you guys are good at. Besides that, nothing for the people.
But America,
you're good at nothing about that. You're not good for that.
America started all of it.
Yeah, America is great. America is wonderful. I'm from France. You know what? I moved 6 years ago here, and I love it here.
People are wonderful. I want to be clear. You are from France, and you love America?
Yes, I do. I love America.
Never in my life.
They are wonderful people. They are wonderful people.
I think you're lying. I would slap you across your face.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
You're very lucky. You know what? That's fine. You know what? With that kind of language, dude, you're going nowhere. No wonder why
this
you're a fucking loser.
Just
like your whole country.
I have so much anger inside of me. I feel as if America wants to rub our faces in American excrement. As if that's...
Yeah, well, I hope they really keep going doing that, you know, because that's really what you just deserve.
I cannot believe you are from France and you love America.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I do. I love America, definitely, you know what? And I was very against them not being helping them, you know.
What if I report you to the French government? Then I think you're going to have some problems.
Why? What do you mean report him to the French government? What are you going to say? The guy's in America now. He happens to love it here.
You know, I know. I'm still French. I'm still French. But you know what? I'm married with a beautiful American person. I have a beautiful daughter.
I want to ask you a question.
I'm going to live my life here, you know.
I want to ask you a question. Are Frenchmen faggots? Because...
All right, now watch that.
Yes,
watch that language.
Right. No, you shut your mouth.
That's okay. You know, he got no manner. That
no, he's an ill-mannered. You know,
You know what? Just let me talk also, okay? You're maybe the guest, but if I call over there and I waste, then not wasting my time, just trying to make a point.
No, you have to shut your mouth because.
No, you don't talk to me like that. Even the lady you talk earlier like that, you don't do that,
man. Let the Frenchman shut his mouth so he can hear something from a Persian man.
Will you, Mr. Finin, you be quiet and let this gentleman talk.
Thank you. You guys tried to invade France, 600-700 years ago, something like that, maybe even more than that, Charles Martel.
You still have a hard-on for that? Oh, come on.
No, I don't. It's just to show you that you're just a bunch of warriors, that's about it, and just spend your money like that. That's only what you guys are. You're frustrated because you can't go to Mars? Dude, you know what? Don't spend your money in war and build some shell, you know, then that you can go over there maybe, you know
no,
what? But nobody wants to help
you. But you know as well as I do, if we build a rocket ship, it will look like a trash can compared to the
Americans. You can't do that. You don't even have the smart people to do that. The smart people leaving that place and they're going in America when the people are smart and work together.
You know what?
That's where they're going.
I have to say this, Frederick. You are from France and yet you are not angry that an American with one testicle won your race.
Did you know? No, yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute.
Right there, you're very wrong over there also, because you know that people can even have babies with only one testicle. Did you know that? You don't even know that, right?
Well, then you must only have one testicle for you to know.
No, I don't, but you know what? I'm a little bit more educated than you, you know? That's maybe why, you know?
You know, you're really hung up on this one testicle.
I'd like the host to shut his mouth. Please shut your mouth.
Well, sir, I'm going to run. Frederick, very good points that you made on our show. Thank you for calling.
Oh, very welcome. Okay, I really like your show. I'm listening to that every time. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thanks a lot.
And all Iranian men have both testicles, and we cannot go to Mars. American has one testicle. He wins the Tour de France and goes to Mars, and also drags Saddam Hussein, who has two testicles, out of the hole. This is the humiliation that the American people have put the Iranian people, the Iraqi people, all the people of the Middle East through. That while you kick our ass in war, you are also on Mars taking pictures of rocks. I would slap the face of you, Mr. Henry, if you were in front of me.
You're slapping my face. Why? Because I'm a proud American. I'm a happy man.
Please shut your mouth. I am saying...
No, I'm not going to shut my mouth.
Shut up. I am saying that I would slap you because you don't understand that you are on the moon, you are on Mars, you win every war you're in, you have one testicle and win races, and I wiped today, a friend of mine wiped today in Tehran with wax paper.
So, yeah, that pretty much explains the dichotomy in culture. Absolutely. Sherry, go ahead.
Mr. Fanin,
yes,
I would like to ask you a question. Why do you think that Americans are able to do all of these things?
Because they like to humiliate people.
No. Why do you think we're able to do it? I realized for years that the Middle East is jealous of the American. I mean, we're an upstart. Less than, a little over two centuries old.
Hit me.
But we started here with nothing. And the reason we have grown
is
called freedom.
I'm not allowing women to speak to me the way
we have
you
freedom.
You're
and that is the
much
reason why Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, all of those nations that have been going, Saudi Arabia, Syria, they don't have
kick
freedom.
Kick that stiff and pound it up your ass. I'm sorry, did you say so?
What are you, playing blackjack?
I'm playing some blackjack, yes.
I would ask you, sir, not to play blackjack while you're on my show.
But let me say to the caller this. First of all, you're a woman. The fact that you took so much time making your point offends me. Questions like this would get you slapped in the face in Iraq.
But I'm not in Iraq.
I'm in the United States. I understand.
And a lot of the problems over there are because you do not allow your people the freedom
to explore. Sherry, I want to explore something here. You said that Iran, will not go to Mars because you'd be embarrassed at the way your rocket ship looked.
Yes.
You know, in life, we have to take those chances. Why not get laughed at while your rocket ships blow up? Eventually, they'll get better.
We are not going to let anyone laugh at us. And that's sad.
Then you're never going to go to Mars. And you're never going to wipe with anything other than wax paper. You have to push yourself forward.
Please shut your mouth. Please shut your mouth. Anything else?
Yeah, there is something else.
Go right ahead.
The thing about the United States is not only do we do so much and have so much freedom, is that we are a very generous, generous people. Almost everybody that I've listened to tonight has been from a different country that is now an American citizen or living
that's
in this country.
That's what pisses me off.
And we are more than willing to help you be like us if you want to be. But you don't want to be. And you don't want your people to be.
America does successful things. And the reason is they say, look, Iran, look at my one testicle in the toilet with the toilet paper, my Mars rocks, and my woman with large breasts. Americans think that they are so special drinking their Budweiser beer at ball games, and all we have is goat's milk to enjoy during a pebble toss.
I'm not real sure that I believe that you are anything
to
do with any kind of a government.
The Iranian government. But listen, thank you very much. Let me go over here to one final call. Mohammed, go ahead.
Are you calling me a liar?
Yes.
I'm calling you a liar, yeah. Go ahead, Mohammed.
Yes. First of all, this gentleman, that's the representative of Iranian embassy here.
Yes.
Your name doesn't sound Persian. I'm a Persian man. Okay. You are embarrassing Persia.
Wait a minute. You don't talk
about the great things of Persia.
Hold on, shut your mouth.
Cyrus the Great, the man that gave all his slaves freedom.
Hmm?
Okay. Freedom of religion. You sponsor terrorism. You go around spending your money not on education and science. Maybe your rockets won't look like garbage can if you didn't spend your money on terrorism and you spend your money on building things on science, on education of people. You build roads for people.
Why don't they have the Academy Awards in Tehran?
Look at you. You're sitting in Atlantic City complaining about America and how bad it is, but you're playing blackjack. You would be slapped in the face in the street of Iran, wouldn't you, Mr. Testicle? You call yourself Persian? You're Arab. You're a raghead, and you're giving my country a bad reputation and the Persians.
I want to ask you a question.
You're sitting there talking about Saddam Hussein. America did a great job.
I want you to shut your mouth. Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
I'm telling you to shut up.
Uneducated Arab.
You call me an uneducated Arab? That is like slapping me across my face.
Yes, you are an Arab. You're defending Arab. You're not defending freedom. You're not a Persian man.
Let me tell you something. Why will they not have the Academy Awards in Tehran?
Yeah, what do you do with the money? What do you do with all the money that you've received in the last 22 years after the revolution? You've spent it on garbage.
We have one-legged Iranians doing guys and dolls in the Tehran dinner theater. And they have one bald man.
All right, listen, Mohammed, you do it. You said it very well, sir. Thank you.
He's not Persian. He is, I think he's from Texas.
Yeah.
Hit me. You can take this stiff and pound it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joe Pesci.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686.